safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter. First aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Beta Network. And have you ever wondered why America is different than other nations? Is it because we have a tremendous natural resources or purple mountains or fields of waving grain? Lots of people in other countries have wonderful grain fields and beautiful mountains. But, of course, America is unique from all other nations, because we have a system of government. The official government of the United States is based on our Constitution. Now, there are people who don't like the Constitution because it interferes with their power. And many of the major corporations have certainly done everything they could to utilize the Constitution by devious means to use the power of government to destroy competition. This is really why they want an all-powerful government and violates the Constitution, so that they can utilize the power of government to prevent other people from challenging their supremacy. But it is a distortion of the Constitution. The purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. And unfortunately, that idea has been destroyed. In fact, most young people going through school today are not educated. They're indoctrinated. And they're indoctrinated with the ideas that it is the function of government to provide for the health and the education, the welfare of the people. And that we're a democracy. What the people want, they have a right to have. But you see, our founding fathers didn't believe that. In fact, they specifically stipulated in the Federalist Papers we were not to have a democracy. We are to be a republic. For as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, unfortunately, they've taken the chains off of the politicians. They're allowed, within discretion, simply to violate the Constitution on a regular basis, and nothing is done. Most of these people should be arrested, tried for subversion, and imprisoned. We need to take America back, but how can we take America back when most Americans don't even understand the Constitution? They don't understand this wonderful document that gives us our freedom, the source of our freedom, and that's why it is so vitally important that we have you understand the Constitution. That's why the Institute of the Constitution was formed, and that's why for the last 9 years we've been working with David Whitney and Michael Perutka and the others, and at long last the effort to focus attention on the Constitution is bearing fruit, because all across America new classes are forming. I even went to a jury trial recently. I was called for jury duty And the judge was talking about the increased interest in the Constitution and how important the Constitution is. Of course, she was talking about how we have to follow the law. And, of course, the law she's following are not based upon the Constitution, but upon man's interpretation. But with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and we're going to be talking about the Constitution and how you can learn about it and how you can begin to teach it and join the other groups all across America. You'll never hear discussed any other place. And as we begin building that foundation that led to the Tea Party movement, and is having an impact all across America. But you'll never hear about it, the regular channels. The last thing they want you to understand is what you could personally do to help reclaim our freedom. David Whitney, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan, and as always, it's an honor to be with you and your great audience of folks who understand and are grasping the realities of what's going on in our land, which, again, as you mentioned, that a lot of what we're being told is smoke and mirrors, but there really is a grassroots a revival going on of people studying the Constitution, learning what our founders' view of law and government was, and learning how we can restore the constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. I mean, the strange thing is to hear, well, we're fighting these wars all over the world to make the world safe for democracy or to establish a democracy in Iraq or all these things. Like, wait a minute, our founders didn't form a democracy here. A democracy, they said, is the worst form of government. It's a tyrannical form of government. As Thomas Jefferson said, it's where 51% of the people vote to take away the rights of the other 49%. So they never wanted a democracy, and they never crafted a democracy. So why in the world are we making democracies around the world? It's because those evil people want to destroy our constitutional republic. But we have a plan, and we have people on the ground in every state that are teaching others these truths through our program at Institute on the Constitution, and we're very, very encouraged. And one of the things that happens is people take our courses, they get angry because they begin to realize they've been lied to almost all of their lives by almost every institution, whether it's public education or the media or books they've read. And everywhere they turn, they have been lied to about our form of government, about what our founders believed. And they get mad about that and they ask, what happened? How in the world did the system our founders designed get turned around and twisted upside down 180 degrees apart from what they actually designed? And we talk in one of our lectures towards the end of our 12-week course about the changing view of truth that began to ferment even at the time our nation was founding. People like Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who didn't believe in sin and stressed that all men are good, and George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, who talked about this process by which things evolve from age to age and truth is always evolving and changing through his dialectic, the thesis, antithesis, and the synthesis. And then Auguste Comte, who was the father of a new religion called positivism, that the only really meaningful truth are the things that can be empirically verified, like in a laboratory or something. And so that renders concepts such as God and God's law, the laws of nature, nature's God, as irrelevant or meaningless in that vein. And then, of course, the major influence in the middle of the 19th century was Charles Darwin's work and popularizing. He didn't invent the idea, but he popularized this idea of origins through evolutionary processes, the overproduction of species, and the struggle for survival, and the survival of the fittest, and so on, and that small mutations led to bigger mutations, and everything that we see was evolved. And that's
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom.
Oh,
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about the Constitution and the most important thing you can do to begin to take America back is to learn the Constitution and then set up a local Tea Party in your community, not affiliated with some other group, because believe me, they've already infiltrated the top of the Tea Party. But what you need is a local group to begin electing local officials, because this whole society begins to crumble. As the central government certainly runs out of money, it's going to become increasingly autocratic. States are going to try to work independent of the federal government, and you're going to have responsible people in a political position to protect the rights of the people under our Constitution. But the first thing you have to do is understand the Constitution and the brilliance of this document. The last thing they want for the American people to understand. Pastor Whitney, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So our founders had a fixed standard of law, but that began to change as the view of truth changed. Charles Darwin was a particular contributor to that, although he was writing and focused on the biological evolution. His model was adopted by Herbert Spencer, who made Darwin's ideas and Darwin's philosophy a worldview that affected every area of academic discipline. He believed that, Herbert Spencer believed that evolution was the unifying principle affecting and underlying every academic discipline. So in economics, you know, survival of the fittest, tooth and claw competition. Go ahead and destroy your competition by whatever means. And that, by the way, is not a biblical view of economics and how someone is to operate their business. Because the Bible stresses compassion and moral responsibility. Well, the Darwin view of economics is, no, just go out there, lie, destroy, do what Enron did. Who cares about lying on your spreadsheet? If you believe in Darwinism, lying is the survival of the fittest. The fit companies destroy the less fit companies. Well, fortunately, Enron itself went belly up, because in real world, that doesn't work. And then, of course, Spencer said it applied to psychology, the makeup of human nature, and Freud and Jung, the founders of psychology and psychotherapy. They based a lot of their ideas on a Darwinian view of human nature, that we're nothing but animals, and so it's our urges, our animalistic urges, that are the most important things about us as human beings, according to Freud. And of course, Darwinism influenced sociology and anthropology and archaeology and history and even the view of the Bible, as many people began to tear the Bible apart, viewing it as an evolving document, not a revelation given by God, a fixed revelation from age to age. But the area we want to focus on most importantly is the area of law and the rise of what is called legal positivism, you know, taking the philosophy of Auguste Comte of positivism. And legal positivism is this idea that law evolves, that law changes over time. And I dare say if you just ask any attorney you know or judge, ask them this question: does law change? Does law evolve? 99.9% of them will say, oh, yes, of course it does. Ask them, how does law evolve? They will tell you, because this is what they've been trained in law school to believe, they will tell you that the judges are the evolutionary engine that evolves law from one age to another, which is why we have judges, you know, issuing Roe v. Wade, and, oh, that's the latest evolution of law, and then Lawrence v. Texas, and you know, sodomy promoted, and now we've got lawyers and judges on the front edge of saying, well, you know, sodomite unmarriage is the only thing I can call it. That's sodomite unmarriage. That's the next evolution of law. Well, it all started in the late part of the 19th century with the foundation of a very influential law school, and that's Harvard Law. Dean Christopher Columbus Langdell was chosen to head that law school, and he had very little experience as a lawyer. And he held, the only thing that he was qualified for, according to those who chose him, was he held this evolutionary view of law. And he pioneered a brand new field known as legal positivism, which replaced the theory of law that our country was founded upon. Natural law, that law is fixed. It's based on the laws of nature and nature's God. Fixed, unchanging. God gives you rights, not government. And your rights are to be secured by the government. That's the only purpose for government existing at all. Well, the principles of legal positivism were the opposite of that. It stated, and it still states, there are no divine absolutes in law. Wait a minute, there are no divine absolutes in law? Well, that means when God says, thou shalt not steal, it doesn't mean thou shalt not steal. There's no divine absolutes in law. It means if you want to steal, go ahead, and we've got the best thieves in the world. I like what Ron Paul, I've seen on his desk. I don't know if it's still there, the sticker that says, don't steal. The government doesn't want competition. And that's exactly what we've got in Washington, D.C., a bunch of thieves, liars, and hucksters. And if you don't have divine absolutes in law, what happens is your God-given rights are in danger of being violated by the very government that's supposed to protect and secure those God-given rights. Legal positivism, as taught by Christopher Columbus Langdell, and hence all law schools, with one or two minor exceptions, have adopted this godless, wicked philosophy of law, that there are no divine absolutes. What it means is that if there are any divine statements about law, they're completely irrelevant to modern legal system. And that's what lawyers trained in the current law schools will generally tell you, because that's what they believe, that's what they've been taught. They've been taught to be sharks in the field, just chew up anybody that gets in their way. Because if there is no divine absolutes, who says you can't murder? Go ahead and murder anybody you want. Who says you can't steal? Steal whatever you can get away with stealing. There is no divine absolutes in their thinking, and the result is wicked oppression of us the people by anybody who gets into power. So what do you have when you have a judge? You have a person who's been trained in law school in what I can only call unlaw, what our founders would recognize as unlaw. They said God's law is the supreme law of the universe, laws of nature, nature's God. Therefore, anything that violates God's law, they said, is not law at all. And so the unlaw being taught to an attorney, a budding attorney in law school, he graduates, he passes the bar, which means he's mastered the field of unlaw. And then he goes on in his career, and if he's successful, one of the paths of his career may lead him to become a judge. And what is a judge? It's a lawyer with a black robe on. That's all it is. So the unlaw that he learned in law school, the unlaw that he practiced as an attorney, that unlaw becomes ensconced with him now as a judge who's evolving the law to further and further unlaw. It's a wicked scheme, but when you look at it, it really is a brilliant scheme that they've pulled off. You know, no doubt demons inspired them to put together this wicked scheme. Because if there are no divine absolutes in law, it is a jungle. Man is every man for himself. There is no law that you ought to obey at all, because law is simply the power of a group of people who have more guns than you do, who have a police force behind them, who have more prisons than you do, who've got all this force, and the only reason you obey them because they have that force, you know that they have no moral legitimacy at all. I testified last week before the House of Delegates here in Maryland state government as they're proposing to redefine marriage, and I told them they cannot redefine marriage. God ordained it. God established it. Anything they do would not redefine marriage at all, but they would communicate something very clearly to the people of the state of Maryland if they went ahead with this crazy idea that they could redefine marriage. They would have communicated to the people of the state of Maryland that they are an illegitimate government. They're illegitimate. And nobody should obey their laws any longer. Nobody should pay taxes to them. Nobody should follow their regulations because they've proven that they are an illegitimate government because they can't even understand the laws of nature and nature's God, which is the foundation of the government of Maryland. And if they attack and destroy the foundation of the government, we have no contract with them anymore. In other words, the foundation for our Constitution as a state is the laws of nature and nature's God. If they wipe that out and say, no, that's not the foundation anymore, they have violated the contract, and we have no obligation any longer to be under them. They are not the government anymore. And that idea is a radical one and hard for most people, and many of the people on that particular committee I was testifying to were lawyers, and they just laughed at what I said because they don't believe it. They believe that they can change the laws of the universe. As foolish as one saying, well, let's have the legislature vote that the law of gravity no longer applies. Well, I'd like to see that. Let's line up all those people who voted to say the law of gravity no longer applies and push them off the edge of a 10-story building. Let's see if gravity applies to them. They can't do such idiocy as destroy the laws of nature and nature's God. No, they will break themselves just as if they jumped off a 10-story building. They'll break themselves on the law of God. The law of God cannot be broken. Those who violate it will suffer the consequences and the curses that God's law has built into the universe, inescapable curses.
David, I would simply interpose at this time that America is entering a period of chaos and crisis. Rising food prices, rising energy costs, and certainly the cost of gasoline. And then we're beginning to see demonstrations by people. You know, the government employees are demonstrating, demanding their money, but the states don't have the money. And I think this is all a prelude to beginning to see that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when a nation turns against God, God withdraws his blessing, and terrible things happen. And our ministers aren't giving that message out. They're not warning people about what's going on. They're not speaking out against torture. They're not speaking out against the corruption that's leading everyone to accept, well, it's going to happen. We might as well accept the fact that homosexuality is going to be normalized. In fact, the president of the Southern Baptist Association said, oh, shucks, you're just going to have to face it, folks. It's coming. Lay back and enjoy it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that is going to come God's judgment on America. I'm firmly convinced. And we should be shouting that from the rooftops. Repent, get back to God's law, or God is going to withdraw any hope for the retention of our freedom. Go right ahead.
Oh, amen. And so this whole theory of law, and that's another good question, would be good to pose to an attorney or a judge that you meet. Where does law come from? And you know, they might actually look at you kind of puzzled. What do you mean, where does law come from? Because it's such a fundamental question that is not addressed in law school, not even approached in law school. They avoid the topic altogether because they believe in this theory and this idiocy of legal positivism that law, ultimately what they're saying is law is man-made. Whatever the state says is law, that is law. So, for example, when the government said to the apostles in the book of Acts, you must do this, you must no longer preach in the name of Jesus Christ, you know what they answered them? They said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Whenever man's so-called law violates the law of God, we have no obligation to obey it whatsoever. And the theory of legal positivism goes on to say that law evolves as man evolves. Oh, yeah, okay, we recognize 500 years ago no one would have ever considered sodomite unmarriage. That'd be, you know, off the... But we've evolved since then. We're so much better. We're so much smarter. We're so much superior to those people in the Reformation or in the Renaissance. And, oh, well, now, you know, well, obviously we've evolved, so therefore this is justifiable. That's their theory. That's their idea. And, of course, as I mentioned already, judges, they believe, are the ones who are so wise and so superior to the rest of us because they wear a black dress that somehow judges are the ones who can guide the evolution, and they guide the evolution of law by writing their decisions or, as they're written, their opinions. And that's all they are, opinions, because they're certainly not facts when they say things like two sodomites can marry and that's a marriage. That's not a fact. That's their wretched opinion. And so Christopher Columbus Langdell began to teach budding attorneys in Harvard Law School, and ultimately his law school became so influential it influenced 99.9% of all the other law schools in the land. He began to teach that to study the law scientifically was not to go back and look at God's law, was not to study the history of common law all the way back to Magna Carta and so forth. No, you just ignore all of that, and you go to the original sources according to Langdell, which was the opinions of judges. And this is called the case law method. That's why you ask an attorney, have you ever studied the Constitution in light of what the founders said it means in law school? And to the person, I've asked many, they all said no. We never studied the Constitution. We studied cases of judges and what their opinion was about this particular provision in the Constitution or that particular
phrase right.
in the Constitution.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Pastor David Foote. Right here at the American Peter Ministry. If you have a question or comment, our number 877-254-7544.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. If you have a question for him or comment, our number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can take your course on the Constitution on the Internet, how they can get a kit and begin teaching, how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution. Please pick up the story there.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we're very excited because all over America, as people are waking up to the realization that something's disastrously wrong with our country, many of those people are recognizing it has to do with the Constitution. So our course offers them a way they can understand what the founders meant by the words they penned in the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And our course is designed that anyone can take this with a group of people, not having necessarily any background in law or history themselves, and 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo, 2 lectures by historian David Barton, a student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures with test questions and supplemental readings, the excellent book Bastiat, the Law, is included in that student manual. Everything you need to conduct a course is in the host kit, and you can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution to order that host kit. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website, which the website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com, iotconline.com. Go to our store there, but before you go there, there's plenty of other materials. I keep a blog of my activities. Michael Peruca has a blog of his activities, and there's articles. There's a whole lot of resources you can glean there. Go to our store to order the host kit, and there's a host of other materials that can help you understand the Constitution, understand what's happened to our country, and work to restore it. Many people wring their hands and say, oh, well, it's too late. No, it's not too late. Because the Constitution still is the supreme law of the land, and we, the people, can enforce that Constitution with our elected officials in the state government and in the federal government. And we, the people, really are the police force that must enforce the Constitution, and we need a vast army of Americans that understand the founders' view of law and government, have a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and force their elected officials to abide by them or get out of the way and make way for somebody who will follow the Constitution. And that's why it's so important that every citizen get a host kit, get a group of people together at your home or your church, especially churches ought to be doing this, or at some center in the community, a library, wherever you can gather a group of people together to study these materials and help restore the constitutional republic.
Now, we really need to get back to the fundamentals, and Sir David mentioned the book, Bastiat, the Law. It was written back in the 1840s by a contemporary of Karl Marx, discussing what's wrong with socialism. Another of the pivotal books that will help you to understand America is called The Mainspring of Human Progress. I read it 48 years ago, and it gave me insight into why America is unique and why this idea of a limited government has only really been tried one other time in all of history, and that was in the ancient Jewish time, in the time of Samuel, when, of course, they did not have a ruler. They were ruled by judges, and other than that, men were free. Well, who's calling in? We have a caller.
Yeah, hi. This is Gary from Loveland, Colorado.
Did you have a question for our
guest? Yeah, I have a question for Pastor Whitney. I'm not really clear on the 14th Amendment and its negative effects. and I'll get off the line and listen to the answer.
Well, thank you, Gary. The 14th Amendment is one of those really difficult amendments in a couple of respects. First of all, because the 14th Amendment, you could say, was ratified under a extreme duress, which actually questions its legitimacy. You see, the southern states universally voted against the 14th Amendment. In fact, some northern states did. New Jersey and Ohio, our state of Maryland voted against it. But the southern states that voted against it under the Reconstruction had their state governments dismantled as a result of voting against the 14th Amendment. They had puppet governments installed by Washington, D.C., and then those puppet governments went ahead and voted for the 14th Amendment. So you'd say, well, that's a pretty shady deal that was being done in terms of how the 14th Amendment was ratified. So you could, I think, legitimately question its ratification. But looking at what it did and the shift that it brought in our form of government, it brought a power that was, in other words, our Constitution restricts the federal government's power. And there's only a few restrictions, Article 1, Section 9, a few restrictions on state governments, very few. But the 14th Amendment, as it's currently interpreted, restricts state governments enormously. First of all, it says states have to respect the rights of all U.S. citizens. Well, up to this point in time, states were the ones that determined who their citizens were. There was a citizenship test. It may be different from one state to another, but the state could determine who its citizens were, not the federal government. After the 14th Amendment, again and again, the message was given to the states, you don't get to choose who your citizens are. We, the federal government, choose them for you. An egregious example of this was during the reign of Ronald Reagan. You know that Ronald Reagan swept in, well, I guess it was a couple million, 2 million or so, illegals and gave them citizenship rights. Well, that was a decision from the federal government forcing the states to accept those illegal aliens as citizens. The states had no say in it. Washington, D.C. dictated to them who their citizens would be, that these illegals who'd broken into their state were there illegally, they could not get rid of, now they had to treat them as citizens and give them voting and so forth and so on. You know, that's just one example of the kind of damage done by the 14th Amendment. Then the 14th Amendment goes on to take wording basically out of the Fifth Amendment that was a restriction. Again, the Fifth Amendment is a restriction on the federal government, and say, oh yeah, these due process clauses and so forth, now they apply to the state governments. And then the theory goes, and this is a theory that I could prove is false, but the theory goes that the 14th Amendment incorporates all the Bill of Rights to the states. Or we should say all the Bill of Rights selectively, because Washington, D.C. doesn't like the Second Amendment to be applied to the states. Oh, no, you don't get the freedom to own and keep and bear arms. No, that one we'll accept. But the rest of them, we'll apply those to the states, which, and not just to the states, but to every level of government, all the way down to your local school board, which is why they claim the First Amendment that says very clearly, read the text of the First Amendment, Congress shall have no. It says, no, not just Congress, but your school board down at the local level shall not establish religion. And that means you can't read the Bible and you can't pray and you can't have the Ten Commandments on the wall. And all these things the courts have ruled incorporates the entire Bill of Rights upon the states.
But David, it was my understanding that that was not the meaning of the 14th Amendment when it was even passed, even in that era immediately following the Civil
War. You're exactly right.
That at that time, people tried to bring this in, that it would apply to the states in that way, and it was rejected by Congress. Only later, when the Masons took control of our Supreme Court, did they alter it so they could take God out of our schools and replace it with their God.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and the veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-352-9500. They're saluting those who make our country stronger.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Our telephone number, if you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. David, go right ahead. You were answering.
And before the break, what you were saying is 14th
Amendment.
True. What you were saying before the break is absolutely true, because the proof of it is that within 7 to 8 years after the 14th Amendment was quote-unquote ratified, there was another amendment proposed called the Blaine Amendment, B-L-A-I-N-E. He was a congressman from Maine. Blaine from Maine proposed an amendment that would say, take the wording of the First Amendment and replace the word Congress with the states. The state shall not establish religion and so forth. Take the same wording as the First Amendment, but just replace Congress with the states. The Blaine Amendment failed. It never passed out of both houses of Congress on to be amended, considered as an amendment by three-quarters of the states. So those who ratified the 14th Amendment there in Congress recognized that it did not do what is currently interpreted by the courts to do, incorporating the First Amendment upon the states all the way down to local municipalities, including your local school board, including the teacher in your child's classroom. They said no, they wanted to accomplish that, but they failed to do that, which tells us what happened. What happened is the evolution of law has taken place where judges have said, well, we, if we're honest with ourselves, we know the 14th Amendment did not incorporate the First Amendment to the states. But we are the ones who evolve the law. We get to change it any which way we choose. We get to twist it around. I think it was Thomas Jefferson spoke about judges as dangerous because they could twist the Constitution like a nose of wax and make it say whatever they wanted it to say. And that's exactly what they've done with the 14th Amendment and much of the rest of our Constitution as well, twisting it into something it was never intended. And that's the danger of a living, breathing constitution, which is what our founders abhorred, this current idea that the way that our constitution can be evolved by judges who are not bound by the intent of the framers. Rather, one writer has said they're free to give new meanings to the constitution, and some actually on the Supreme Court have called the Supreme Court a continuing constitutional convention. Well, if you read our Constitution very clearly, judges are never given such powers, and to amend the Constitution in an unconstitutional way, George Washington said, is usurpation. It's a violation of the Constitution. It's taking power that does not belong to you. How could judges be stopped? Well, if we had legislators in the House and in the Senate who recognized that judges were violating the Constitution and wanted to do something about it, they have the constitutional power to impeach judges who violate the Constitution. I think in Roe v. Wade, the right response should have been immediate impeachment of every justice on the Supreme Court that voted for Roe v. Wade. It would have said, hey, you guys don't have the power to change the law. You're not God. we're going to get rid of you because you have violated your oath of office. And so judges who hold this view, and most of them do, not all, but the vast majority do because they were trained in law schools today, the judges who hold this view of the living, breathing Constitution, they believe they can create new rights that are not found in the Constitution. They would admit, yeah, you know, if you read Roe v. Wade, the text of it, they show they don't really know where the right to an abortion comes from, but maybe the penumbras and, you know, maybe the emanations, maybe over here in the shadows, the judge has a special set of glasses. He can see something between the lines that none of the rest of us can see. Why? Because it's not there. He's inventing new rights not found in the Constitution. And
but
that's
see,
exactly what judges
there,
have done.
There are many people, David, who really believe that a woman should have the right to an abortion. So if they believe that, they should try to amend the Constitution mm-hmm. accordingly, not simply give the people on the Supreme Court the ability to make a decision that would alter the very course of our nation, lead to the murder of over 50 million helpless, innocent children. So the most dangerous place for a black woman to be, for a black child to be today, for a black woman to be today, is in the mother of her, in her mother's womb, because 70% or 60% of all black girls, black baby girls, are aborted. 60% of them are aborted today. And that's a dangerous place to be, is in your mother's womb. If you want to change the Constitution, then you amend the Constitution. You do not give the judges the right to say, well, we think it's a good idea, therefore, because that is not their right to do. This is the problem we have today, that and the fact that the churches, which should be leading the moral drive to restore the moral foundation of our nation, are afraid to speak out because our ministers have far more fear of government than they do of God. Go right ahead,
tragic.
David.
Now, very tragic. Well, this legal positivism is a deadly disease, and several offshoots that are even worse than legal positivism. One is called legal realism. You might think from the title, oh, that sounds really good. But it argues that since no divine absolutes or natural law principles exist at all, the legal system should stop pretending to be neutral and objective. Instead, it should openly work to advance the causes of its clients and those it favors. Well, we see this in spades in Washington, D.C., where the banksters got bailed out. But, hey, you and I? No, sorry about that. We're not going to help you out. Or the critical legal studies movement is a Marxist branch of this that argues that the legal system can be openly partial to, quote, the poor or to the oppressed and should openly work against the rich and openly work against the religious establishment. These radical offshoots are present in our legal system, and you'll find people like Saul Alinsky and so forth advocating and advancing that. We see the reality, though, and the sad reality in decisions of the Supreme Court. For example, Justices Brennan and Marshall back in 1972 wrote an opinion, Furman v. Georgia, in which they decried the whole idea of capital punishment. They argued, in their opinion, that capital punishment, quote, is cruel and unusual punishment barred by the Eighth Amendment. And they said this even though the framers obviously did not consider the death penalty cruel and unusual punishment, because in the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution, the death penalty is clearly spoken of. Marshall and Brennan said, quote, the amendment, that is the Eighth Amendment, must draw its meaning from the evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society, end quote. In other words, they believe in evolution, and they believe evolution says we should not put anybody to death for murder.
We're out of time, David. We'll talk again on this station next month. Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just looking up. It doesn't look like we have the mainstream of human progress, but I know we have the Law by Bastiat, and I'm going to see if we can get that other book. It's a vitally important one. You need to understand the fundamentals of our nation. We have a four-tape set called The Foundations of Our Freedom. We have basically something called the Freedom Documents, and they're the 50... basic documents upon which our nation is founded, starting with the Mayflower Compact and going through certainly George Washington's farewell address and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. The basic fundamentals of the documents upon which freedom rests. You need to get some of the information we have. We have the little booklet. It's called We Are a Republic. You need to read it. It's only $3.95. For the booklet, it's 50, 60 pages. But you need to read it, and you need to memorize the quotations from our founding fathers as to the difference between a republic and a democracy. You need to understand America. How can you defend an idea if you don't understand the fundamentals of the idea? My ministry offers the material. We've put it all together. It's there. It's organized. And we've been working for many years to compile the information you need to discuss intelligently what's going on. The little pamphlet, We Are a Republic, is essential to knowing, understanding the foundations of our freedom. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The price of oil is going up. It's as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, there's some problems in Libya, and immediately the price of oil skyrockets. It's manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. They are intentionally raising the price of oil at this time. And they intend to get it up very high. First of all, they make a lot of money, and then they want to get you out of your car. Because, of course, your car is a symbol of freedom, and you're not to have freedom. You are to be controlled from the cradle to the grave. You need to get the DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. It's energy. It's David Whitney's excellent presentation. You need to get our four-tape set, The Oil Deception. You need to get the syllabus, The Oil Deception, because it is deception. I mean, there's plenty of oil. It's just that the last thing they want you to know is that there is plenty of oil. And there's an organized effort today in every way to convince us, oh, peak oil, they're just running out of oil. And it's just not true. We have the Bakken Oil Reserve in North Dakota. We have a Madison Pool under Colorado. We have pools off of both coasts. We have a great deal of oil down there in the Gulf of Mexico. But we can't get that out because, oh, we have that oil spill. And if I ever saw anything that was contrived, that was it. We have massive oil in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. Why can't we get it out? Why? Because the oil companies don't want you to get it out. Because they make a lot more money when there's a shortage than if there's abundant oil. But no one ever points out it was the oil companies that financed this whole environmental movement and blocked the use of nuclear energy in this country. Why? Well, then we had to use their coal and natural gas. And, oh, yeah, they're into coal as well. They're into the whole ball of wax. You need to know about the massive pools of oil off the North Slope. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for your living, our vision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to...